Really quickly, I just got some random antic questions here for you. One word to describe the new album. If you had to pick one word, what would it be?
Surprising.
Nice. I like that one. Bands that excite you as a musician, since you're in Los Angeles, of course, I guess you...
Well, seeing as we're in Los Angeles, you know, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
They're from Los Angeles. Classic LA band. I still get excited when the local radio stations are still playing their first album on the radio. Still sounds good. Still exciting. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a song that excites you as a musician?
Right now, as far as like something a bit rock, you got the... I quite like that band Dead Sarah.
Mm.
Don't know whether you're playing them. It's like some chick screaming in a slightly Courtney Love style way, or what she used to be like, I suppose, but like really screaming her head off and... with a big fat riff underneath, and it's I think that's cool. You should play that.
Okay, I will do
if you're not already.
Will you guys be doing the Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 soundtrack, since this is the last film of that series?
Nah.
No.
You're done. No, definitely not.
Do you care about the relationship between Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, since you're in Los Angeles? I think that's the big headline there.
I don't. I have seen that they've split up or something, or she was cheating on him.
Shocking.
Well, God. Hey. That's a shame, isn't it? So, I don't know, but, you know. Shame in it, but you know, she's pretty, she's cute.
Is there one Olympic event that you would excel at if you were competing? If we had to throw you into London, and what would you excel at?
Well, you know, the other day I was just doing some kung fu.
Right.
I took some kung fu lessons, and I had to learn kung fu for two days because I was doing this. We're making some new visuals for when we play live. You know, because when we play live, we have lots of like video screens and stuff. So one of the visuals that we're trying to work on is me doing kung fu, but kind of fending off a load of businessmen that are also quite apt in karate and martial arts, and I'm basically kicking all their asses. So if I was in the Olympics right now, I'd probably take my really bad old man style flying kick into the karate championships.
Does that give you an adrenaline rush, knowing that you're just beating up all these people with your kung fu skills?
It was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure some of it looks embarrassing, but you know, I've got a pretty good flying kick.
Oh, that's great.
Believe it or not.
That's cool. We can't wait for the tour, and that's awesome that you told. Do you remember Edmonton at all, coming up here and all, or no? Or is it just a blur being on tour so long?
I mean, yeah, well, I remember playing up there. I mean, I think it's been a while, but certainly looking forward to coming back, for sure, yeah.
Is it a different experience on stage, knowing that most of your fans are on their smartphones, taking pictures and filming you guys and texting their friends and all that stuff? Or is
checking
that just,
their emails and stuff.
Yeah, is that something you just got to get used to, or is that just... As a musician.
It's a little bit weird, but yeah. I think, you know, we've started, I mean, a couple of times when we played in some like big shows, you can ask people to get their mobile phones out and wave them around, and you know, it's like use them for something that looks kind of cool rather than just taking pictures. But it is rather bizarre, because it's like I find myself doing it, not particularly at concerts, but you know, if you're trying to, you know, record something that you're experiencing, it's quite cool, you're kind of looking at it through a screen, it's like, what are you doing? It's like you're watching it on TV rather than actually experiencing it. But that's, you know, kids of today, eh?
Well, I'm guessing you guys are going to have a visual stunning concert when you do go on tour with The Second Law. That's what you're known for now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're working on that right now. We're kind of looking to create this weird upside down all-seeing eye made out of video screen, kind of this kind of upside down pyramid structure. So it's kind of like turning the power structure on its head, man.
Wow. Okay.
And it's going to be all like video screens. I mean, we've always had a lot of visual video elements in the show. So we make pieces that are kind of, you know, relate to the song in some way, or can enhance the song in some way. But it's always kind of a big crazy rock show. You know, it's something we love doing, really. I mean, we always try and push the boat out as far as we can, as far as we're allowed.
I'll make sure to record it on my phone, and then I can watch it later on.
Yeah, and then you have to come to another gig to watch it for real.
You get all the profits.
It's all the big plan.
That is The Second Law. That's what The Second Law is all about.